Steuerung alt entfernen, der Tech-Podcast des Bitkom.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Steuerung alt entfernen, dem Tech-Podcast des Bitkom. Ich heiße Linda van Rennings und ich habe heute einen Vortrag von Raphael Hostetler dabei, den er auf der Hub Berlin gehalten hat. Raphael ist General Manager bei Autodesk und stolzer Papa von Roboy. Roboy ist, wie der Name vermuten lässt, ein Roboter, der irgendwann einmal genauso gut sein soll wie ein menschlicher Körper. Das ist ein ganz schön ambitioniertes Projekt und wie man aus so einer Vision Wirklichkeit werden lässt, welche Rolle Kultur im Unternehmen dabei spielt und warum man vor allem seine Fehler lieben sollte, das erklärt Raphael Hostetler jetzt in den nächsten 15 Minuten. Viel Spaß!
Alright, perfect. Ha, giving birth to an unexpected unicorn. Alright. Imagine you truly had time. Not just time to eat breakfast on a sunny Sunday and enjoying your life, but decades. Decades to truly understand how physics work and how it interacts with biology and really grasp things. But you don't. Every one of us, we're stressed, we run after each meeting because we do not have time. But if you had it, you could explore the world, you could live on Mars, you could make Star Trek a reality. Wouldn't that be amazing? I really want to go there. And all I need for this is basically a robot that is just as good as my body. A robot that doesn't look different from my body, but it could. That is just as fast, as self-repairing, as versatile, and as natural feeling as my current body. So it would feel the same, it's just that it doesn't die. Wouldn't that be amazing? However, you don't just go around and be like, okay, please give me $10 billion, I'm going to build robots as good as a human body. I don't actually know what the business case behind it is, but I want to live forever. So please, can you give me the money? That's not going to work. And I think what we do is we need to radically rethink how we think companies to build a company that is able to achieve this. First, we need to change how we go about our planning. How we define the direction where we want to go and how are we going to get there. I have a 30 years vision. How do you handle a 30 years vision? Then we need a team with a very special culture, a team that burns for this culture with very interesting and different kind of working style, because after all, they have to create science fiction and make it science fact. We need to change how we develop. We can't have waterfall-like processes where we plan something for 5 years, build it, and 6 years later realize that this is not only outdated, but it doesn't work anymore. And technology has moved on. We need to have processes that allow us to work as fast as technology moves, and it's accelerating. So how do we do that? And we need to use technology in a smart way to really stay up front. So how do we do it? First, to the direction. At Roboy, we have a vision roadmap. We realize the second generation of a humanoid body, that's the robot you've seen before, in 2018 at Hannover Messe. In 4 years, or now 3 years, we're going to win the X Prize, and we're going to talk about that. In 2024, we're going to be on Mars, of course, flying there with Elon Musk. In 2032, we're going to be world leader in global telepresence robotics. In 2042, we will have robots that are so close to the human body, they become clinically relevant replacements, meaning you can use them to test implants, to develop them, to create new prosthetics. And then 2050, we have robots as good as the human body, and I'll be flying to Mars. Maybe with this technology that has been sparked thanks to the Ansari X Prize. So companies like SpaceX, like Carbon Composites, or Blue Origin, they exist because there was a prize. 1996, it was the idea, whoever can fly to space and take passengers with them commercially wins it. 8 years later, it was awarded as a $10 million prize. Now we have a prize, which is going to be awarded in 2022, for whomever builds the best telepresence robot. And you all know the movie Avatar, and that's the vision. You wear a suit, and you're somewhere else. You can remote be somewhere in an instant. Now what we do is, of course, now this is again a 3 years vision. How can we break it down? So what we do at Roboy is every half a year, we have a new vision, which gets progressively harder over time. So our first little vision was, okay, we have a new robot, let's make him move his arms, and maybe he can play the xylophone. And as usual, if vision sort of, robot can sort of hit the xylophone key, but he's not going to actively play a xylophone. Now we just finished the vision of robot driving a rickshaw. So you can be picked up by the robot and he drives you over campus at Technical University of Munich. Next summer, or this summer actually, you will be able to have ice cream served by the robot wherever you are on campus. Then he's going to be a cook, he's going to be a doctor, he's going to a waiter, so first time walking, 2021. He's going to use tools as a carpenter and build a table maybe. And then soon building himself, and 2024, we're going to fly to Mars. So we have a very big vision, we break it down in a smaller vision, we break it down in even smaller visions, and this goes even further in a team integration where we break it into even smaller visions. Okay, so we have an iterative vision approach. Now what do we do with culture? Why is culture relevant? Well, first, we need to be able to learn lightning fast. We need to be the fastest learner because technology is changing and we need to be able to handle all technology that comes, understand what it can do, and integrate it before it's even there on the market. Which technology to integrate, we get from the vision. What we do with it is we do radical live prototyping. So we take whatever we can get, we play around with it, we explore it, be it virtual reality. We just bought solid-state LiDARs last week because we got them on the market finally. We have pre-market technologies from companies that we use and really try to understand what is the potential of those technologies. Law of your mistakes. We constantly fuck up. And it's amazing because we learn from fucking up. It's very important that it's allowed to make mistakes. It's important that I can stay here on stage, have a way too big vision for a small person like me, and it doesn't matter because if I fuck up, I can say at least I tried. We help each other. This team really is together, and when someone knows technology better than another, he explains it to someone else. And then, and that's most importantly in robotics because nothing ever works, we need to get to help each other to get through the frustration valley. Because most things is like you bang against a wall. It's like a prison breakout with a spoon. This is how robotics feels, right? You have to go through a wall and it's very hard to get through. And all of this is subsumed in one word. It's a different culture. And we all know that culture is strategy for breakfast. But how do we get there? Well, first of all, it's play. Play is an immensely powerful concept that allows you to really explore, and it's never punished at Roboy to play around with technology. We have a small robot that drives around the lab with a small gripper that can take up things and you can remote control it to the internet. Is it useful? No. Is it cool? Yes. Open budget. Everyone can spend whatever they need. As long, well, within reasons, I mean, don't have an infinite budget yet, but break stuff. Everyone is allowed to break everything at Roboy. So burning motors. It doesn't matter that the motor costs 800 euro a piece. As long as they do it only once and they learn from it and the next time we have temperature sensors that understand, help us getting there, it's not going to happen again. It's interdisciplinary. Robotics is intrinsically interdisciplinary. We have medical people, we have mechanical engineers, we have electrical engineers, informatics, and we all need to work, integrate them and work together. And they teach each other. I'm never going to be on stage or in front of them and tell them this is how it works. No, they sit together and learn from each other and learn on their own a lot because we have the internet. And on EDX and so on, you can learn every skill you ever need. And then make the people responsible for what they do. And of course, do. Not talking, really doing. And what you get out of this is an energized, motivated, and world-class team that really wants to build these robots. All right, now we have the right approach for team, we need the right approach for processes. Now, of course, I already said waterfall might not be it, but also Scrum is not ideal, because Scrum relies on the fact that you have a new iteration every 2 weeks. Well, it's hardware, you're not going to have a new iteration every 2 weeks. How can we approach that? Design thinking gives you solutions and ideas, but it never talks about feasibility and engineering. And same is true for Lean Startup, which gives you a good company, completely ignoring if you actually can tackle the technology. So how do you actually build the right product before building it right? So we developed our own framework for agile hardware development. It's called TAF Agile Framework. It's a recursive acronym for the nerds of you. And what it does is basically being developed at a course at Technical University of Munich, which is interdisciplinary, which takes teams of 5 people, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, informatics, designer, and economics people, throws them in a team, and 2 weeks later, you have working prototypes on stage with a business pitch that looks like the startup has been existing for months already. There's solutions like a social beer sharing platform, Beer Now. This is after 2 weeks. 2 weeks before, they didn't know each other. Now they have a working beer sharing platform. Or VR Cars, which is a, well, as you can see, it's a basically a real Mario Kart with actual cars but virtual maps. And then, of course, once you know how to define this, you need sort of an overview of how you get to get through time. So for every vision, we break it down into 10 or 15 teams. And then these teams actually start with a hackathon, and then they create a vision video, a video that explains to people, everyone else, but also the outside, what are you going to see after this project is over? In 3 months, what are you going to see? And they fake it and they enact it, and but it's extremely wood, because not only communicates to other people, okay, this is what we're going to do, it's like a contract, because you can compare. Did you actually arrive where you said you would be arriving? Then they implement, and then they create a video at the end that showcases where we've got. All right, so we know now how to do the hardware, with the development process, how we build a team, and how we get there. And the last, most, also very important part is technology. How do we handle technology? And what we do is we take technology from corporates which is not yet on the market. We play around with it, what, as I said, and we integrate it into the robot and show it on fairs and other places sort of to showcase where the markets of the future are going to be. And one example is what I brought with me. So this is a software from Autodesk. And what it does is basically, instead of taking your CAD program and designing your part, you say your requirements. You say, OK, from the top, I have 200 kilograms. And here, there's a string. It pulls 200 kilograms in that direction. And this is where I want to mount my motors. Please, design me a part. And then an artificial intelligence algorithm actually designs this part. And only it's only 800 gram heavy, but it holds all the forces in the robot. And it only takes 1 week to do it. From the design phase to the actual having it in the robot, it was 1 week. So we can have iterations, 2 iterations of this in 1 sprint. Also, we do everything at Roboy. We do full stack robotics. We do our own mechanics. We do our own electronics. We do our own simulations and control. And we have a lot of funny side projects, like using reinforcement learning to control the robot, or making the robot using reinforcement learning to actually play the xylophone. And then we show it. We go to fairs. And it was good for Autodesk, and we showed it on the Mobile World Congress, and Roboy was hugging 1,000 people. It was really cool. Like, people were hugging the robot and taking selfies with the robot. So, in summary, once we have iterative vision roadmap, the right team, because it really trusts into the vision how to go about it, agile processes for hardware development, and an approach to using technology that is not yet market ready, but integratable in our robot, I think we can get there. I can stay alive indefinite, or at least die trying. Thank you so much.
Das war der Vortrag von Roboy-Papa Raphael Hostetler auf der HUB Berlin. Das Video dazu und weitere Informationen zum Roboy-Projekt findet ihr wie gewohnt in unseren Shownotes. Und damit verabschiede ich mich und sage bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.
Das war Steuerung Alt Entfernen, der Tech-Podcast des Bitkom. Weitere Folgen findet ihr auf www.bitkom.org/podcast.